Ennis, Ryan Murphy, and Tyler Reedy. Let's drop the puck. It's time for Notre Dame's best hockey show. From the WVFI studios in the second floor of the Duncan Student Center, it's 5 for Fighting Irish. Now, here's your hosts, Andrew McGinnis, Ryan Murphy, and Tyler Reedy. Let's drop the puck.
As much as we'd like to listen to Brass Bonanza all day, and believe me, we would like to.
Credits to at JJ Post.
Indeed, indeed. We do have some things to talk about. A lot going on in the hockey world, especially in the college ranks, where we have the field, the Slippery Sweet 16. I mean, we need some nicknames to get to the Frozen Four.
I like the
Ice 8. I know it's an I and an E, but it's close.
You're getting creative. It works.
Am I? The Tundra 2 for
He's
the championship
not.
Game.
It's better than regional semi, regional final.
You know what?
And
it
Frozen
honestly
4.
Might be.
For getting really technical, I'd go with like Edgework 8 or something.
That's much better.
Whoa. For like practice. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Practice? But,
I don't know what else starts
practice?
With E.
Practice? Are we talking about practice? Jake, why is the music still playing?
Because I haven't stopped it, and we haven't stopped the intro yet. So.
This is still
true.
The intro? Oh, gosh.
The Zamboni 16.
It's 606. Also, that's pretty good for us.
That's very good for
us. A Z and an X in the same word. Can't do that. Anyway.
But we are indeed back. Happy to be back. Happy that basketball was at 2 o'clock and not late 4:45 like we originally thought, because that would have meant no show. But we are indeed back in the studios today, ready to talk some college hockey, guys. I know last week we did our brackets for men's basketball. Mine is going pretty terribly.
I would like to formally issue an apology for everyone on this radio show that decided to take McNeese.
Yeah.
I want it.
Jacob Irons, look me in the eye, please. Look me in the eye. I
through the glass.
Said it about Gonzaga. They were going to do something this year. They're doing something right now.
Yeah, the women's team, who I've winning the national championship.
Hey, the men are in the
reason.
Sweet 16.
I apologize. I should have known to not take a convicted felon.
McNeese.
To trust.
Wait, what?
Yep, I'm
Will
sorry.
Wade.
Will Wade.
I didn't know this.
There we go again with
He's
the Will Wade conversation.
Will Wade, their coach, is a convicted felon. I decided to go with him.
For what?
And this should teach you for obstruction of justice.
In what case?
The probing situation in college basketball. But nonetheless, I deeply apologize. That was a tough moment for me as a sports broadcaster and a sports analyst.
I
deeply apologize.
I mean, you didn't take him to the national championship, correct? Because that's the situation I am with giving advice on Kentucky.
Ayo.
Doing anything.
Yeah, I'm
the
in
Golden
both
Grizzlies.
Of these clubs.
Let's go.
The Horizon League, I heard,
Boom.
Is the new SEC.
The Horizon League is better
isn't
than
that,
the MAC.
That's IUPUI.
Ooey Pooey, baby. Detroit Mercy.
Ooey Pooey, Detroit Mercy.
Cleveland State,
Northern Kentucky.
All your favorite Notre Dame softball
Sometimes
opponents.
Notre Dame plays the MAC. When they really want to spice it up, they play the Horizon.
Rep the Central Michigan
Purdue
softball
Fort Wayne,
game
the
for
Mastodons.
Tomorrow.
The Mastodons.
IPFW.
Oh.
I mean, I gave advice on Auburn, so equally as bad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing terribly. I'm sure there's something, but I didn't give advice on it. So,
smart man.
But Purdue's going to win it all,
although,
so I'm not even worried.
Hey, actually, how am I not talking this up? Excuse me. I gave advice on a certain Yale team. Just want to point that out there.
You almost lost it all with Houston.
I know.
Look out.
All with Houston.
Yeah,
I had Grand Canyon. Does that count for anything?
Good pick.
I had Grand
me too.
Canyon.
I had Grand Canyon. The Lopes.
Fight on. I did not realize that was a for-profit school, by the way.
Yes, for-profit school, only one in the tournament.
Apparently very heavily associated with the Colangelo family of 76ers burner account fame. Great story, if you haven't looked it up.
We'll have to look it up.
Get a normal collar. Find
but it sounds
this,
like
this
you
is
guys...
a nor- this is a normal collar. Find a new slant. You'll understand that when you look it up.
Let me just point out that Andrew McGinnis has the lowest maximum potential for his points in both the Observer and the NDTV group.
Well, you know what? My men's group is better than my woman's bracket in that because I forgot to submit it.
That is true. You did. I know.
Well, you don't have a women's national champion that got trounced in the second round. They won.
Oh, big what? Buckeye guy, Jake Irons.
Wait, I thought you had Stanford winning.
LSU?
Wait.
Nope. I have in the Dylan pool. I changed my in the Dylan pool. I have Ohio State winning it all. Literally 2 seconds before the tip off on Friday for women's basketball, I said, "This is stupid. I'm going South Carolina." Made the change on ESPN app, but like in my heart, I still don't have a national champion because I was
wait,
I backed
out. Who lost? Am I missing? Oh,
Ohio State.
Ohio State got.
Oh, they lost.
Kicked in by Duke.
I did not see that.
Did NC State win?
Women's today?
Yeah, they were up big.
Yeah, Tennessee wasn't showing them anything.
I might have had them losing that game. I don't remember.
All right.
I did fill out a women's bracket. It's not doing terribly, but I forgot to submit it on the Observer.
Someone had a big weekend, and let me just say, it was me because I watched Maine Black Bear hockey with the Ryan Murphy, maybe their biggest fan club member.
We watched them lose, Jake.
Yeah, I'm feeling a win. I'm feeling.
But it's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
They showed momentum, Ryan. They showed momentum.
Did they make it?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Oh yeah. They're 2 seed.
Yeah. I don't like how
not a one.
Yeah. The official NCAA bracket only lists seeds.
Did you guys see all
the
teams from Michigan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are ridiculous.
Are we the state of hockey?
No.
the one regional is literally just like the Michigan regional and also North Dakota.
Western Michigan Tech.
Michigan Tech is in a different region, sadly. They should have put Michigan Tech in the same spot as Western Michigan.
I want to have a conversation.
Conversation.
I also want to have a conversation.
This is maybe
we'll get to these brackets about 6:52, folks.
This is my biggest issue in all of college sports. And it happened in the NCAA hockey bracket problem. So you have a team in Boston University.
Yeah.
They can play in one, the AMP. In Providence. Two, they can play in Springfield, in the Deuce Center. No. Let's send them to the Sioux. Let's send them out to Sioux Falls.
Okay, so you actually brought up the conversation that I want to have.
And why?
Jake, for once, I have to say it, you're right.
Like, why?
Yeah, why?
Keywords for once.
Why isn't Denver there?
Like, why? Exactly. That is my point. If you didn't have a logical choice.
We're rewarding...
Maine.
Minnesota and Omaha, sending them to Sioux Falls. They're not the highest seed. In Denver's case, we're rewarding UMass, Maine, and Cornell, who are also not the highest seed.
There are so many problems with the way hockey does regionals. I don't know if you guys saw this one today, but this one was kind of making the rounds. The average ticket price for the regional that includes Michigan State, Michigan, and Western Michigan and North Dakota is over $1,000.
Huh?
Because they put those four teams, which include two of the highest grossing, like North Dakota averages 12,000 fans.
Oh, yeah, they're going to go anywhere.
Where is that?
It's St. Louis.
In St. Louis. Okay. They put them in a 2,500 seat stadium.
Oh, that's.
They fill 12,000 on a regular basis up in North Dakota, and those fans travel ridiculously well.
It's time to.
It's time to
host
go home
until the Final Four.
That's exactly right. I think the North Dakota problem is going to push things there, but really for a long time, Jake, you're absolutely right. Like, the crux of the issue is fans. I don't know if you guys got to watch any of the games over the past weekend. We kind of saw the exception in that rule, Jake. Like,
oh, never mind.
The fact that Hockey East is able to fill the TD Garden, like, that's because they have pretty good fan bases that are all pretty close to Boston. But, you know, if you watch some of the NCHC tournament, it didn't really compare to that Michigan State final at Mountain.
Oh, no.
It was
no,
really
yeah.
Good.
I watched the semis of that NCHC. No, you can't compare it to that. And I mean, if you're worried about travel, which I could see, you know, you don't want to have, you know, UMass play at Denver on Friday and then go over to Maine for a Sunday game, you know, that's alleviated. Hold on. If you take one of those weeks, you know, that the 3 weeks off in December that none of the other winter sports get, throw a conference series in there, you move everything up in the new year by a week, you can stretch it out in the postseason a little bit. That's kind of my thought if you're going to go to hosting.
I love that. I think that's a great...
I don't know why they need those 3 weeks off. Other sports don't get them.
And if you want to do that, you could also do, let's reward the one seeds. Let's reward the people that do it and do the women's basketball first round format. I understand I have this front in my mind, but like, it works.
No, and that's
fun today being there. I don't know if any of you, I know you were on the call, Jake and Tyler, but it was a good time.
That's the way I think hockey maybe used to do it. I'm not opposed to that either. I think the argument for that against that has always been it's feast or famine, right? So like BU will pack the house when they play, but like, you know, they're not, nobody's going to show up for the Omaha Minnesota game, right? If it's at Aganis, but that's still the way it's going to be. If you throw it in Allentown, Pennsylvania, except no one's going to go
home
to even
the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, baby.
You know?
But like,
is that actually where they're hosting one of them?
No, that is one of the host sites. That's also true. The host sites are always terrible.
Have the two of you been to an NCAA tournament game, Murph?
Maybe I have.
I'm sure you have it, being a New England
guy. Jeez, I was going to say it can't be worse than Albany, and then I see where they are, and it actually is worse than Albany.
Yeah. It is worse.
Yeah. I've only been when it was here in South Bend in 2015. Only time they've had it here, I think. Yeah, I mean, it was like half full. The environment was pretty good because Compton suits that. It's not huge like some of these, you know, non-college sites that they're doing. Like, very rarely are they going to put it on a college campus. They just happened to that year. But
I went to one it wasn't full in Manchester because Manchester's one. And it's, again, one of those minor league hockey ranks.
Yeah.
And the upper deck was closed, and it was a great – actually, they opened the upper deck because it was the year that UMass made their run to the national championship with Cale Makar. And they beat, I went and watched them play Notre Dame and they beat them. But it was great because it was really close to the UMass fans, right? Like, it's an hour from Amherst. They all drove up. But like, if you don't, if you don't have that, you're going to have a hard time filling buildings, which they do. And it makes very entertaining hockey very, very sleepy. So, speaking of which, shall we about that entertaining hockey?
Yeah, yeah. If you go to suesports.com/hockey/bracket.php, you can get a bracket that has like drop down options that like actually lets you make your picks like somewhat easily.
Yeah, I'll just remember mine.
Yeah, you can just do that too. I'm the one who needs this. I'm the college hockey not diehard of the three of us. Or five, or however many are here today.
I kind of want to find it, though. But, I mean, I'll remember mine, too. But
Yeah.
Also, mine might change by the time I write my article on Wednesday, so beware.
Sue Sports?
Sue, like S-I-O-U-X. Like
a North Dakota fan.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to that site.
What do you have against former Flyers head coach Dave Haxtell?
Ugh,
I'm the one who should hate that. If anything, like Chris Vandevelde?
You haven't been to a North Dakota Omaha game in Omaha and seen their fans. Oh my gosh! Let me tell you about obnoxious. Ugh.
Oh, this is kind of nice.
Right up there with Ohio State. Right up there. Anyway,
I'll take your word for it. But yeah, why don't we start with the number one overall seed in the tournament here in the it's kind of formatted weird in the Providence region. We've got Boston College as the one seed against Michigan Tech. That was a mistake.
Not the right version anyways.
I hit the button by accident. I'm sorry. It is not the right version, but it's still good, honestly.
It's still good.
But yeah, number one overall seed Boston College going up against Michigan Tech, alma mater of John Scott. I'm pretty sure it is. I'm going to assume this is a pretty easy pick. Is anyone feeling an upset here?
No.
Or I wouldn't think so.
No, I'm not.
I think based on the way they started the year, we're all a little surprised to see Michigan Tech in the tournament.
Good point.
So, no, Boston College.
They were a top 15 team at the start, right? Very start.
Well, yeah, season opening polls, I think.
Yeah.
They were, but they fell out. What is their pairwise? Not high.
They fell out and they did not return.
They might be the lowest ranked team in the tournament.
Oh yeah, they would be if they're doing the number one overall seed. Yeah,
they're lower than RIT.
They didn't crack my top 20 for the student media.
Yeah, I mean RIT was a top 20 team for ever since Notre Dame decided they weren't.
They were
be a
my
top 20
14th ranked team though in week two.
Yeah, I know we're picking, but
one.
another side conversation is just how strong the tournament field is. Like, it's a great argument for expansion here because they're some tough, even some of those 1-4 matchups.
But what does the SEC think?
The great thing is nothing. Anyways,
so makes college hockey so great.
Boston College, pretty easy pick there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't think there's too much to deliberate there. Certainly more to think about, too, with number two, Wisconsin against number three, Quinnipiac, especially, of course, with Wisconsin coming off a stunning early exit to its season, losing in the first round of the Big Ten tournament to 7-seed Ohio State. Do we think that they can pick themselves back up here, or is Quinnipiac going to put them down for good?
This might be the hardest pick of the first round. Like, this is like, so both teams ended their conference tournaments like not the way they wanted to. Quinnipiac got shut out by St. Lawrence. I know it's not the same Quinnipiac team. And this is me. I haven't done all my, like, I'm going to do all my, like, research. But I haven't done all my research yet. But not the same Quinnipiac team as last year. But last year in the Frozen Four, Quinnipiac had to beat, if I recall correctly, two Big Ten teams. And they did that. I just don't see them going out in the first round. So I'm going to take Quinnipiac.
I agree. I mean, it's defending champion against a Wisconsin team that comes in cold, comes in questionable. And I mean, I don't know if I can say I'm a fan of Mike Hastings. I respect him a lot. I mean, he's spent the last 10 years beating up on my teams. but aside from the last couple years with Minnesota State, when they reached the Frozen Four in 21 and 22, I mean, before that, it was a long, long list of NCAA tournament appearances that didn't amount to a whole lot. And now here he is, year one with a Wisconsin team that is just now getting back there and is largely not very seasoned to the NCAA tournament environment. I'll take the team that saw it more than anybody last year, Quinnipiac.
I'm thinking here, because Wisconsin, the one thing that they do have, you can't deny it, is they have goaltending advantage.
Yep.
And that's no disrespect to Vinny Duplessis. I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong.
That's right.
Oh, wait, let's go. Well, it's a 918 save percentage, very solid, top 15 in the country. But Kyle McClellan is a 931, which is tied with Arizona State's Gibson Homer for the best in the country. In fact, it looks like McClellan might be like a few very small percentage points ahead of him. You know what? I'm going to go with the goalie. I'm going Wisconsin. I'm going to not overreact to that Ohio State series, and I'm going to trust a Wisconsin team that I had near my top five for most of the year.
Jacob Irons just bolted out of his chair.
I don't think they're going to play well. I just think they're going to win.
What did you see that I did not
see? Actually, frankly, that's a pretty good... If Wisconsin's winning the game,
I'm just going to say their goalie's going to stand on his head.
It's time for...
And their defense.
It's time for Connecticut bias. Here we go.
That is absolutely, utterly... I stood on this show and told
they're
you...
They're a two seed.
Ohio State was going to win. Guess what happened?
They won.
Guess what? They won. So guess what? I'm telling you right now, Wisco... Out of here. Wisco gotta go.
That was
Badger.
Bye bye Bucky.
Jake's Bucky. internal umpire came out there. Wisconsin.
See, McGinnis, you can only say that they're gonna win if you go like this while you're doing it.
Where's Trey Cody? He needs to hear this.
Trey needs a feel good moment.
There's no feel good moment for Bucky up there. Let me just tell you.
I know. No sympathy for them. I saw them beat Notre Dame on the ice enough. I'm not feeling sympathy for them.
I'll come to Andrew's defense here. I think this is the hardest game to pick. I honestly do. I don't think Wisconsin's a terrible pick at all.
In the whole bracket?
In the first round.
I disagree.
But right. Which game do you think is harder to pick?
We'll get to it. Okay. I'd assume with the way we're reading it, it's two away from the one that we're with right now.
All
right.
My computer briefly reset, but now we will move on to the number two overall seed, the second of the regionals, that is Boston University. Oh, so they are up in Sioux Falls.
The last game
we'll
pick
rant about.
Them. All right.
Sorry. I'm just going to the top.
Yeah, you're good.
Seeds.
You're good. Yeah, I got you.
I mean, we can switch it around.
No. Keep going. Keep going.
Okay. So we've got Boston U and RIT in the first game, 1-4. RIT is a team with a really good record, but their strength of schedule doesn't seem to be quite as high. BU has been a top five team basically the entire season. This feels pretty similar to Boston College, Michigan Tech, unless anyone else has many major objections.
I mean, I'm not going to pick RIT, but I think it'll be I think it'll be a much closer game than BC Michigan Tech.
Yeah, I mean, RIT, I give them credit. They won more consistently and held a spot in the top 20 a lot more than Michigan Tech did. But, I mean, they just didn't play anybody, and you really can't when you're in the conference that they're in at this time. So, yeah, I'll take BU. Yeah.
Move on then. 2-3, Minnesota and Omaha. Minnesota, team with a lot of talent on it. They've been very good in the very recent past as well, too. Omaha's gone on some deep runs as well. Minnesota obviously coming out of the Big Ten, where we obviously knew throughout the most of the season that there were two really good teams in that conference, Wisconsin and Michigan State. Obviously, Wisconsin fell off a little bit at the end there. Minnesota was kind of in a weird middle ground between the haves and the have-nots of their conference. What do we expect from this showdown?
I expect the hotter team to get it done. I think that'll be Omaha. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can call it biased.
No. I think it's fair.
Yeah. I mean, Omaha's coming in, having done something that they've never done before in the NCHC, and that's make the Frozen Four in NCHC's case, Frozen Faceoff, and kick North Dakota around a little bit in the semifinals and essentially a road game in St. Paul. I like what they're doing right now. Minnesota got hot late in the year, but, I mean, there were still some not-so-pretty losses. I mean, you look what happened here that Friday night against Notre Dame, and, of course, Michigan kicking them out of their own barn in the Big Ten tournament. I'll take Omaha.
Minnesota's kind of got a Michigan problem, don't you think? At least in the Big Ten tournament. Like, they constantly are losing to them.
Yeah.
Have you guys looked at the Frozen Four logo this year? Obviously, it's in St. Paul. If you haven't, you'll notice the colors this year. It's the generic Frozen Four logo, but the colors are maroon and gold. I think that's incredibly cocky. I don't know whose idea that was.
Well, if we're using the Super Bowl logic that people have been conspiring about last year, this means why they're going to see Quinnipiac and Michigan or Minnesota against probably BC. I guess you'd see, or UMass.
But it's got the gopher colors because it's in St. Paul.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl theme people have been doing is half of the colors are one team, half of it's the other. So
anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to pick Minnesota in the first round. I think I like Bob Motzko's ability to, I think that group has composure. I think they've had to build that composure over the course of the season, particularly with their, you know, their defense and stuff like that. But I like his ability to settle those guys for a first round game. So I'm going to go with Minnesota in the first round.
Give me Big Ten supremacy and Flyers prospect Bryce Brodzinski. Well, I don't even know if they're going to sign, but he had a decent season. He's had a good career. Minnesota for me. We'll move on then to the third one seeds region. That is the University of Denver, reigning national champions. Or are they reigning, or is it 2 years ago? 2 years ago, right?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Quinnipiac.
My bad. Yep. 2 years ago, they won it all. They are the one seed in the Springfield region, playing UMass in the first round. UMass, a team that kind of came on a bit towards the second half. They weren't on like the national top 20 radar at the start of the season. They've been pretty consistently there for the back half of the year. Denver has had some ups and downs, but for the most part, been pretty stable, near the top 10, in the top 5, it looks like, basically for the whole year.
NCHC champion, too.
No, I think, yep. Actually, we were briefly my number one overall team back in week 4. But yeah, how do we feel about this? Another one seed holding chalk here?
Not as easily as the first two, let me tell you. UMass is going to give them a fight, and if, I mean, Denver's had some streakiness to it all year. They can blow anybody out of the building, or they can lose some not so pretty ones. And if they don't bring their game for 60 minutes, UMass can send them back out west early, especially with that game being in Massachusetts. But I'll take Denver.
Could minute men, more like 60 minute men. They play for the full game.
Wow.
Good one.
Wow. That's why they pay him the big bucks.
That's why they pay him the big bucks and we don't.
I don't know if you guys remember, these two teams played each other last year in Massachusetts, and UMass swept Denver. That was at the beginning
That's
of the season.
Right.
I was like, whoa. I had to check. I was like, oh, is that this year or last year? It was last year.
And I mean, UMass held its own against Michigan this year at home too.
They did. So yeah. Do with that what you will, I guess. I have a hard time picking against Denver. I'm gonna go with Denver too. But
I agree.
That's gonna be another fascinating game.
Moving on then to the 2-3, Ryan Murphy's personal rooting interest at the peak in this tournament here. His main Black Bears are going up against good old Cornell.
Two great fan bases.
Two great programs.
Two
for
great
sure.
programs. This is gonna be a fun one. I think I might be. I'm out of class for that game. I'm in class for way too many of the games on Thursday. It's concerning. Like one, which is in itself concerning, I think. Maybe two. Give me Maine. I really like the way they played on Friday. My concern with them is the same thing as what happened on Friday in the hockey semifinals. That goal scoring dries up. It dries up. And they can outplay a team and still lose. So I like Maine. I just think they match up well. I think the reason Maine lost to BU is BU just has more skill, right? So they're able to take advantage of the few mistakes Maine made. Cornell does not have the same level of skill, and Maine plays a much defensively stronger game. So I'll take Maine.
Murph, I hope we can still speak after this, but I'll take Cornell here.
Okay. Why are you taking Cornell? Just to spite
Jires. I like their talent a little bit more. I think they've flown under the radar, especially because they didn't have the luxury of starting the season as early. I think they kind of just, I don't know, I think they kind of fell by the wayside on people's outlooks on a week by week basis. Just, I mean, teams like Maine and New Hampshire kind of got all the headlines for some of those, you know, 10 through 15 ranked East Coast teams early on in the season. And yeah, I mean, they've, you know, you look at what Cornell's done. If I remember right, they clobbered Michigan State at home, who's turned into one heck of a team down the stretch. And yeah, I mean, they've had a good schedule in their own right. And I don't know about Maine this year. I think Cornell's a little bit better season of the tournament as well. So I'll go Big Red.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I mean, there are veteran. I mean, you're right. The performance against Duluth was impressive. I just don't like the ECAC. Like, I have a lot of respect for the ECAC, but I just think the last 2 years, I have a hard time picking ECAC teams outside of Quinnipiac in the tournament. And I had a hard time picking Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac really proved me wrong last year. I thought that they had an incredibly weak schedule, and it ended up helping them in the tournament. But I think it's fair.
I have two friends from home who are D1 athletes. Both their schools are represented here. Neither plays hockey. One swims at BU. The other runs track at Cornell.
Go Terriers. Go Big Red.
And for that reason, yo, Cornell.
A man
Cornell.
Of the people.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to go with Big Red.
I will say, though, Murph, we were also simultaneously watching Dartmouth.
We were watching Dartmouth-Cornell at the same
time.
And
Cornell showed
a
lot of life for that third period. Coming back to win the game against Dartmouth that Dartmouth had somewhat put away. They had at least a two-goal lead at one point, and then they came back to fire for three unanswered goals.
Yeah, they finally broke through. I don't know.
It's just a question I have.
Dartmouth's a different team than Maine. I do agree with you, though. I see. Totally. Yep.
Last region here, the final one seed in this tournament is the Michigan State University, I should say. They're taking on a Western Michigan team that I've had in my student media poll top 10 at times this year, right on the edge of it, but still in the top 10. However, they faded a little bit towards the end of the season. Michigan State's been pretty steady all year long. Are we going 4-4 on one seeds, or does Western Michigan pull the upset?
Ooh, this is the fourth
Western
seed.
Michigan has the ceiling to do it, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The Michigan State is a vibes pick if I've ever seen one.
I'm going Michigan State. I'm picking first.
I will as well.
No chance MSU loses.
Lock it in, folks.
In MSU's fight song, the third line is, its specialty is winning. They're not losing.
Bruh.
Western Michigan.
How do you work specialty into a song?
It's specialty is winning.
They refer to themselves as the third person.
Murph and I, we love that song.
No, it goes.
Go green.
Can't be any worse than Tennessee.
My traumatic memories of East Lansing are really.
It's just a third person though.
I am so tempted to pick Western Michigan. They're the 1-4 seed I'm really tempted to pick.
Do it.
They've been in the tournament for 3 straight years.
Do it.
They've had
Do it.
2 close calls.
Do it.
Do I'm going to do it. Give me the Broncos.
Wrong.
Wow. We got him, guys. We got him.
Square.
Give me the Broncos.
Look at this guy.
Do we agree?
The ride never ends.
Do we agree potentially? Well, we're going to find this out. Do we agree potentially that Michigan State is the one team, one seed, like, most at risk for not making it out of the
Absolutely.
Region?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
They have
Absolutely.
A tough region.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It's fair, but it's tough.
That region's insane.
They have Michigan.
Which brings us to, fittingly, what you think
this
is
the my
most
hardest
difficult.
Pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, this can go all over the place. North Dakota and Michigan. I mean, North Dakota is going to fill that place with the Sioux fans, as they like to call themselves.
Give me the
dropping
inter- give
four
me the
figures.
Give me the interstate battle.
Michigan, yeah.
Spartans, Wolverines.
I'm just going to say, this is so tough because Michigan, I know, can make a deep run. Know it.
You could put this regional in Chicago or Detroit and sell a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
Dude,
like,
if they put it in Detroit.
Oh, yeah. North Dakota. And Michigan. I know it would sell in Detroit.
MSU and Michigan
and
would sell in Chicago.
And Western.
Yeah.
I think there's a logical answer here, and I don't want to... Why not you do it how everyone intends to do it? Give you an East team, give you a little bit more of a Midwest team, and a North team. So you go Detroit, go to Chicago, you can go St. Paul, then you go... You can double dip East if you need to. But
yeah,
like...
I don't know why they do
I feel like
do.
Detroit's an easy answer.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like, we're talking about a city that wants to be revitalized.
Well,
why
and,
not send?
Well, and North Dakota's going to be upset.
North Dakota would be really upset. But their fans will go anywhere. Like, literally
okay,
anywhere.
Okay, well, then, even in Chicago.
Yeah, that's why I suggested Chicago.
Chicago would be very good.
And I think it would sell in Chicago. I think the Michigan and Michigan State fans would travel. I think
Absolutely.
North Dakota, like I said, North Dakota fans go anywhere.
So. Especially, dude, if Michigan State and Michigan win their first round game.
Yeah.
Like, the... Atmosphere at the Big Ten Championship game is crazy.
Who you got?
North Dakota.
Wow. I got North Dakota, too, on one principle. Ain't no way I'm picking Michigan. That's my one principle.
That's a fair principle
to have. I just don't. The Michigan-MSU rematch just feels too good to be true. It really does. I feel like we saw that thing peak on Saturday at Munn. I don't know. And they played so many ridiculous games in the regular season.
It would be hard to top considering, again, that it's in Maryland Heights. You just had the pinnacle, the Big Ten championship on the line in overtime at a college campus.
I don't want to see them play again in that setting.
It'd be like the bad sequel.
Yeah, MSU North Dakota, please. It'd be like Jaws 4.
If there's one thing we know about bad sequels, it's that they're gonna happen.
Okay, so you're picking Michigan.
I already said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try to go a little quicker through the rest of this because we are on pace to like barely finish, if that. Back to the number one overall seed, Boston College, Wisconsin, for a spot in Frozen Four.
Well, I had Boston College, Quinnipiac, and I'll keep BC.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
I'll keep BC.
Yeah, me too. Keep BC.
I will make it quick as well, BC. Number two seed.
BU Omaha.
Are we going
BU.
Boston again?
BU, yep.
Boston.
Yeah, that's okay. Whatever.
Yes. Terriers ride.
Yep.
Number three overall seed, Denver, going against your winner of Maine, Cornell. Murph, Black Bears.
Rematch of the 2004 national championship
if
game.
If you say so.
I'm probably going to pick Denver.
Will take Cornell to the Final Four. Frozen Four.
As will I.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
For the legacy
of
Mac.
On Jay's face.
You both are taking Cornell to the Frozen Four. I might as well take Maine to the Frozen Four.
For the legacy of Matt Galina.
this guy is a Denver fan. Do you have Denver in Omni Fantasy? Who do you have?
I have Colorado College.
So oh, no.
I don't remember who
did
I
we
have.
Get? Did we get NIT points?
I don't want to talk a single thing about college hockey, but to
wait,
say...
Wait, you can add Michigan Tech as a free agent.
I have Michigan State. That's why they're winning it all.
Swap them out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who do hey, I have?
Can I do that?
I don't know. Can you?
I know I have BC. Late. I'm feeling great about them.
Okay,
but
so
you really
Western
don't think so you really think Cornell's going to find themselves?
Jake, I could not name you one player on either of these
Cornell.
Two teams. I just
Cornell
want them to win because I have a friend who goes there.
Cornell could stumble into the Frozen Four.
But it would have to be, like,
Jake,
fall on your face.
Jake,
they have a
no,
good goalie.
Jake,
Ian Shane is 10th in the
Denver,
country in save
Denver
percentage.
Can do
Jake,
that.
This tournament is so
there
good
is,
that I
there
honestly
is a
believe...
17-point gap in save percentage between the two starting goaltenders.
I honestly believe that any
that's
of these tournaments, like, I would not be surprised to see the
it's
only
hockey,
team,
man.
The only team I'd be surprised to see in the Frozen Four would be Michigan Tech, RIT, or Omaha. That's it.
And here's my standpoint on this as well. I'm not picking Cornell because of a game by game basis here. I'm not saying that they're going to beat Maine, they're going to beat Denver. I am saying that because Denver is very susceptible to an upset to UMass. I'm not afraid to go unconventional there.
I see.
Intriguing.
I see what you're
you
saying.
Think Denver?
I think it could happen.
If they go
I
down,
said it.
You see Cornell. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 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 I like that. Yeah. Interesting logic.
I like it. I like it. Now I'm gonna work back my. I'm gonna work it back.
All right. Okay. Last one: Michigan State / Western Michigan against Michigan / North Dakota. So you had Western Michigan and who?
Western and North Dakota. So I
you had who, Tyler?
I had MSU and North Dakota.
And I have MSU Michigan, so we all have different matchups here.
I got North Dakota.
Tyler?
Go green!
Oh.
Go white.
MSU.
Oh.
I remember that chant from soccer, weirdly enough, being like the most annoying.
Imagine being
I
from Michigan and hearing it all the time. Whenever you see someone wearing an MSU thing, they do it. It's like their little thing.
Imagine.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll take the BC-MSU matchup on that side again because I think North Dakota could just as easily lose to Michigan.
I'm gonna go with Michigan State too.
Yeah,
yeah. I just don't think Michigan's gonna be able to hold up against them defensively. All right, so Final Four. I've got BU, Cornell, and Michigan State, Boston College.
Same.
Tyler, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll ride with I ride with BCBU and BU getting it done in the national championship game.
Brian Murphy, who do you have?
I've got Denver and BC. I will rework this three times between now and Thursday, if not more than that. I have Denver and BC, and I have Denver over BC.
Denver, wow.
Yep.
Right.
I didn't think that I'd end up with them.
BU Cornell, aka the battle for me of Ava versus Rachel. Sorry, Ava.
You have Cornell in the first.
Cornell.
Cornell.
Wow. Okay.
I think
Andy
I found
Bernard
out why
ear to ear.
I think I figure out why your men's basketball bracket did so bad.
I picked my men's basketball bracket on the exact opposite principles.
Well,
I tried to analyze
you
that.
You know what John Rothstein always says, the more you know, the worse you do.
Yeah, so I should do great at this.
You really should. There might be a way Cornell finds themselves here, and I will have to redact another statement on this damn radio show.
Just wait until you have to redact again when I have them playing Michigan State.
Michigan State winning because it's what they do.
Hey guys, we made it on the Smack Instagram.
Yeah.
You've been welcome. On Indian missions before. That didn't do anything for
and
us.
Let's just
our seven listeners.
Let's just remind ourselves, you know, just in case that the instigator here over in the producer's chair is, you know, Mr. Colorado College and Omni Fantasy. I don't think you get any points for sitting on the couch during the tournament last
Ouch.
I checked.
Is there a college hockey NIT?
I'd like to apologize for the statements I made on this radio show earlier today. They were out of pocket and uninformed. I am deeply apologetic for the statements I made.
Celebrini sends a deep drive to the top of the circle, and it'll be a goal.
Dude, did you see there's a bar in Portland, Oregon that put his saying on the steps? So
yes.
Every steps you take... You, like, read it. It's so funny.
That's crazy.
That poor guy.
I will go with some slight level of analysis here and say Cornell's dream runs the championship. I got Michigan State.
Great pick.
Give me Hockey East in the national championship. Give me BCBU The bean pot.
It's not going to happen.
The bean pot.
Didn't Northeastern win that?
It's too good to be true.
Of all my gut feels I have, which are always wrong when it comes to this tournament, like I will tell you, like picking off of gut and off logic, I'm always wrong when I pick this tournament.
I think I should fill out a bracket just off of my gut.
BCB
and see
will
who
not
better.
Happen.
I think it couldn't be more obvious that it's obviously going to be BU, Michigan State, and then Michigan State's going to win in overtime.
Overtime?
Jimmy, my gut tells me that you might not be far off with that.
If you're going to go that far, you've got to tell me who's going to score the winner. You're going to go that far.
Yeah. Who's going to score the winner?
Yeah. There's no way he knows anyone on that roster.
St. Cyr.
Wow.
He's going to come back from his graduation.
It's going to be good.
Matt Basgale is going to get revenge for me mispronouncing his name in two different ways.
Reed Lester.
Well, you just did again.
Is it not Basgale?
It's Basgale.
I thought
you don't know
line.
Puck.
Well, isn't it spell? I thought the pronunciation guide had it G-A-I-L.
I've never heard it said
time,
anything
the,
other
the
than
the
Basgale.
The first time I read his name wrong and said Bagsaw.
Bagsaw.
I apologize.
Give me Red
that.
Lobster for the national championship game winner.
Red Lobster.
Red
yes.
Lobster.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Awesome. All right. Just moving on to something we never get wrong, Puktoku.
You speak for yourself.
Exactly. Not even these days.
Oh, no.
I'm
not even going to attempt
We've
this
got
one.
Columbus
I'm not even
on
this one.
Ah,
I'm out.
This is terrible.
I'm out.
I don't even blame you. On the top row, the horizontal row, we've got Blue Jackets, Devils, and 100 plus points career. That one's a good one. We've got, and then the vertical row, Blues, Capitals, Jets. Interesting.
I'm out. Like I said,
okay.
I can contribute nothing.
I can
nothing
do a good one for Blue Jackets, Jets. I can go Michael Hutchison. I always have to like lean over so far.
Yeah, I mean, I can fill out the Columbus row, but it's not
going
to be low scoring. It is
yeah,
not
yeah.
going to be low scoring.
I'm trying to think here. Blues, Blue Jackets. Oh, man.
100-plus points career. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, really.
Let's just pick your most random person.
Jeez.
I'm trying to think of people here who have just, like, existed in general. I've got one that you could do for Blues, Devils, Pat Maroon. I don't even think I can hesitate here today with him. Or you could do Marty Brodeur. Pause for laughter. Maroon got 2%. I'm surprised it was that low. For Blues 100 points career, I'm going to go with former Flyer Chris Stewart. 0.2%. I did not expect that to be high. For Capitals 100 plus points, I am going to go with someone who I'm pretty sure was not a Blue Jacket or a Devil, Mikhail Grabowski.
Oh, wow, this woman's hockey.
0.2%, yeah. I do not know any of the PWHL players. I know some of the players. I just don't know any of the teams. And then for Jets, 100 points. What do I feel like picking for the Jets? Tobias Enstrom played for a really long time. And he's definitely there. He has to be. 1%. There we go. For the other ones, this is going to be a struggle, though. Was Jordan Tutu ever on the
Red Wings? Yes.
Jets. Was he ever on the Jets? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I said him last time. I don't remember what teams it was, though.
I think it was the Red Wings was in there.
Or Hurricanes? It was definitely the Red Wings, otherwise I wouldn't have thought of them.
It would have probably been like Red Wings, Devils. Those are the only two teams I know for a fact that he played for. Jeez, man, this is I can do one for Capitals, Blue Jackets. Mike Sillinger, I'm almost positive, played for both. I know for a fact he was on Columbus, and I'm pretty sure he was on Washington as well, too. I was gonna say Jeff Carter because I was thinking of the Mike Richards trade, but no, he never played for Washington, and Richards never played for Columbus, even though there is overall overlap there. You know it's really tough for Columbus when you can't put Jack Johnson or Thomas Vanek
for either of the categories. Those guys played for like half the league.
They played for half the league.
But neither played for St. Louis or Columbus, which is insane. I've got one for Capitals Blues, or sorry, Blue Jackets Blues. This will actually score really well. 4% for Michael Delzato. I'm stunned that was that high. Really surprised by that.
I literally know none of these teams. Yeah, like, I looked at this and I was like,
This is brutal, folks. We're fighting it. Remember that the Jets count for the Thrashers as well.
Did Nick Antropov, would Nick Antropov fit any of those Jets categories?
I don't know, but I know Ilya Kovalchuk would fit Jets Devils.
True.
If you want to get 50%. Oh, no, I don't know. Brendan Smith was never a Capital. I'm confusing him with Nick Jensen. Man, this is pretty hard. Jonas Siegenthaler would work for Devils Capitals. That's one. He would count for sure. He probably won't score very well. Like, I guess like 15%. I'm really thinking here. The only thing with like Capitals, Blue Jackets, and I find this a lot when you get two teams that have played in a playoff series against each other. I feel like it takes me like I feel like there's more obvious options than there actually are, because I'm thinking like, oh, Matt Calvert, like, he was involved with the Capitals somehow, and then I remember, no wait, it's because he was playing for the Blue Jackets in the playoffs against them. So I'm just double counting the same experience. Yeah, this is hard, like really hard, folks. There's a Doku Jr. as well, if you want to play that. Michigan and Michigan State are the horizontal carries, and Born in Michigan and Red Wings are the...
Did Jimmy make this?
Yeah, did Jimmy make this? I can give you one. I know Red Wings, Michigan State, Justin Abdelkader.
That's right, yeah.
Jeff Petrie, Michigan State, Red Wings.
Jeff Petrie.
Well, I already have Justin Abdelkader.
Dylan Larkin.
Oh.
Well, he went Michigan, right?
Yeah.
I've honestly forgot that for a minute.
There's someone else.
Well, there's only two spots for the Red Wings there, so you don't really need any more.
I was trying to think of a better one.
Who else? It's always so annoying. I need to look up the Ilya Kovalchuk trade at one point, because like there's other guys who were involved in that move, and I just don't know any of their names. This is like not fun even. So we've got 9 minutes left in the show. I put some NHL stuff we could potentially talk about, like awards predictions. We could look at the playoff race again if we want to. I don't know. 9 minutes left. Do we have any thoughts? Because it's going to be hard to like do a full
segment.
Sounds
like just enough time for 3 rounds of Brass Bonanza.
Yeah.
Actually, this version's only 2.5 minutes, so we can probably sneak in 4. Jimmy, go.
I know you guys talked about the arena in Missouri that region's playing in. Did you guys see how expensive the tickets are?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're over 1,000.
Insane.
Wait, what is this?
For the North Dakota, Michigan State, Michigan.
Oh, geez, I did not see
my
that.
Phone's listening to me.
So can I, this is a sports managerial thing that I think is causing the issue we have. $1,000 for a non-host site. So that's why I don't think they'll ever go back to the host site, because they realize that's all NCAA money.
Yeah. Yep.
That they don't have to share with the host site, which would be a school, and the school would ask to try and siphon off a little bit of it. So I think they show in there.
Hold on, I've got one. Capitals, Devils, Devontae Smith-Pelly.
I think 4%. Everyone still makes more money.
I agree.
Devils, Jets, Colin
everyone.
Miller.
Doesn't some school still have to?
Has he played for the Jets yet?
Regionals?
I know they got him. Please tell me he's
I know
played
that one. That one's hosted by
Lindenwood. Yeah, 3%.
Yeah, so wouldn't they get some of it?
Yeah, they do. But I mean, if we're going for a strict host, if we're going for like BU hosts that regional,
yeah,
I think that is like a different thing, because they realize that people are willing to go to this site when no one is there. And they're willing to charge, they're willing to get $1,000 from them, which is way more than what they'll ever get for enticing fans to go at BU. So I'm not saying the BU game at BU, but I'm meaning the nobody, that ticket's going to be way lower than what it should be, because they got to get people in the stands.
Okay, so then how far do they take that? Are we going to get to a point where we're playing at Tahoe and 10 people are invited?
Yeah, and
how far are they going to take that?
And I don't know. That's a question for the NCAA.
And that regional, like, okay, let's just say, let's move. Now. just for the heck of it, like, let's move the BU regional out to Missouri.
Okay.
Those ticket prices are not $1,000. No. Not even anywhere this close. They're not even in the hundreds, probably. And it's still a 2,500 seat rink. You're making no money all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, the model, we're talking about, like, consistency, like, business model. It's mm-hmm. a poor model.
Yeah.
It's a poor model.
They just gotta get, I think they got to find better. They got to find better host sites.
And that's not what the game needs. Like, you want to do what's in the best interest of the sport. Like,
when have they done that, Murph? Can I ask?
The NCAA? When has the NCAA done that?
Yeah, when has the NCAA done what they've necessarily needed to do for the best interest of sports?
That's, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know how much of this is in the hands of the NCAA and how much of it is in the hands of the hockey school athletic directors or the
committee.
Hockey or the coaches committee. Like,
no, I agree.
I'm not willing to just, like, throw this on the NCAA.
I'm not saying it is on the NCAA, but so we sat through a presentation, Murph. It goes to committee, so then it goes to the NCAA. So, like, it's on the schools themselves.
I certainly think so.
I
they certainly should change it.
Yeah.
I say
Pete Bavacqua will.
I say we finish here. Do we have thoughts on a new story breaking? Toronto Raptors center Jontae Porter is out of the lineup and a subject of an NBA investigation into irregularities on prop betting involving him. Sources tell Adrian Wojnarowski.
Let's talk about the Shohei conspiracy
theories.
Yes.
Yeah, Shohei's not gambling. Come on. He said it himself today.
Oh, I take his word for it. No wonder he was able
to. Let's hear from the chief ethics officer.
I learned from a great man who taught me my ethics principle. When there's smoke, there's fire. There is so much smoke that you could die of asphyxiation. Like, what? There's no way, this guy. Like, he didn't double down. I didn't bet on baseball. He doubled down. I didn't bet at all.
Did you guys see the tweets by some random guy claiming to, like, have, like, insider information on all the bets Ohtani placed?
That's a lie.
I know, I was like, where is this guy talking about? Like, it's a lie. But
that guy was the bookie.
Yeah, seriously. But
I think it's also fascinating that this is all happening in a state that still hasn't legalized sports betting yet.
Yeah.
Like, this just adds
it
to
the Raptors guy.
No, not the Raptors. I was more talking about Shohei.
I think he's the bigger story.
California hasn't legalized sports betting?
Nope.
I think they're one of about 11 states, I want to say, that hasn't. Something like that.
Yeah, they're behind, which is very not their par.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to have an issue here that they're going to have to start figuring out soon. Like, I just don't, like, maybe you do geolocation stuff. And
I think,
like,
they already do.
Yeah.
They do it because that's how it prevents you from, like, betting if
you're
not.
Well, that's how, like, some of the guys in the NFL who got suspended last year got caught.
Yeah. But I don't. Is that in every league though? Like, I know the NFL is front facing on this, but I don't know if it's in the association or if it's in the
NHL. It's not him.
It's his translator.
Translator.
Stop.
Seriously.
It's not him.
But I mean, no. But I disagree with you there, Jimmy, because it very much could be the translator placing his bets on his behalf.
It could.
But
at this point, though, we're just speculating.
Of course, we're just speculating.
Yeah,
this is sports talk radio. It's a speculation city.
We're
baby.
Supposed to be better than that.
All Shohei does is just hang out with his dog and play baseball
and his wife. And
what
his
a good doggo.
But his dog, his corgi, I think it is.
Aww,
whatever it is,
corgis are so
he's
good.
He's too big of a star for us not to find out. I'm convinced of that, so we'll find out.
T-Reed, you're very quiet over there. What do you think?
Oh, I was just texting my ASC for tonight. But
I
was actually getting insider information on Shohei. But no, that's a fascinating situation. Ipe was a fan favorite, and now done.
Diego Ategui, former Phillies interpreter, clears.
No,
sadly, he left us for Rawlings.
Tough.
Really is tough.
Tough.
Well, it's 6:58. We definitely don't have time to start something else.
Nope.
I'm probably just going to put Mike Sillinger for that last square because I can't name anyone else who I'm confident played for the Capitals and the Blue Jackets.
Hey, there it is.
But we'll be back next week. I'm sure we'll have more NHL talk next week. We'll probably get to the awards thing as well. I think after that, we'll be down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Yeah. We'll really be in the stretch run. So I think we'll look probably at the schedules and really go into that race for right now. It looks like really two playoff spots are open. It looks like the Lightning are going to be basically a lock to make it to this point. So it's the third Metro spot and the last wild card that are really up for grabs between the Flyers, Islanders, Capitals, and Red Wings, who cannot get the Metro spot but can get the wild card with maybe an outside chance of the Sabres or someone sneaking in. Devils and Penguins. Eh. Jacob Irons, you had your hand up.
Programming note: are we meeting Dingus Day?
Anyone that was in there?
Are we meeting on Dingus Day?
I will be here the whole weekend.
I will be here.
I will be back.
I'm back too,
unless something catastrophic happens.
I will be at the Cubs game, so TBD.
All right.
Call in from the Bleachers.
I might call in from Wrigley Field.
I like it.
The game will be over by then, but. Maybe call in the right.
What time's the game on Monday?
That'd be like a 3.
1 Central, 2:20.
So is it their home opener?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains it. Yeah. 1:20 is when they would
The one
start,
on Thursday is at 3 Central.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.